Fallujah has been severely damaged by the fighting and the airstrikes there, but even as sporadic firefights continue, plans are already laid for reconstruction. NPR's Philip Reeves filed this report from Baghdad.
For most of the people of Fallujah, this is all they've seen of their city in the last 9 days. They've watched as one news report after another on Arabic TV showed missiles slamming into the sides of buildings, houses crumbling to the ground, and flames pouring from rooftops. Nasir Mohsin has been watching these images of his hometown from the relative safety of Baghdad, 30 miles away. So severe has the assault seemed from the outside that he says the interim government of Iraq will have no choice but to launch a major initiative to rebuild it.
Obviously, we've seen the pictures as well.
Charles Hess is director of the office that coordinates America's $18 billion reconstruction effort in Iraq. As the fighting dwindles, Hess's teams are swinging into action.
Assessment teams will actually go in and look at the damage to determine the kinds of things that need to be done, and that's all part of the process.
Some 87 projects are due to begin in Fallujah before the end of January, when elections are scheduled. Worth about $58 million, these include improvements to the water system, 4 new school buildings, and overhauling the railway station. This is not all the money. More's coming from elsewhere. A further $50 million is believed to have been set aside by the Iraqi interim government to help repair damaged homes in Fallujah. It's not yet clear exactly when the city will be safe and stable enough for rebuilding to begin. But Hess says in Najaf and Samarra, where the U.S. military also conducted major offensives, reconstruction efforts were able to move quickly.
We've seen that we've been able to get into those cities within 7 days to 14 days after hostilities ceased and actually start construction activities, given that many of the projects and contracts were awarded in advance of the hostilities, and they've basically been sitting on the shelf waiting to be started. So it's a matter of just getting with the contractor and getting them engaged and starting the progress.
The damage to Fallujah is severe, but Hess says dollars go a long way in Iraq. An 8-room schoolhouse can be built for $75,000, a fraction of the cost in the U.S. He and other senior U.S. officials believe reconstruction plays an important part in winning hearts and minds and in isolating the insurgents. That task, however, appears as daunting as rebuilding the shattered city. Abu Fallah is from Fallujah. He says no amount of reconstruction will allay the bitterness that many Fallujahans feel.
Fallujah can be rebuilt, but how would they compensate the martyr who died, the child, woman, and old man who died, the families, the wounded who were left bleeding and died in their homes? You probably saw yesterday when the American killed the wounded man. Is this what they call humanity?
And another Fallujah resident, Kasim Saleh al-Nimrawi, says the job of reconstructing his city shouldn't be in the hands of either the U.S. or the interim government of Ayad Alawi, but should be run by local Iraqis.
After things become stable, we prefer the Americans leave Fallujah, and Prime Minister Ayad Alawi and his people don't interfere in Fallujah. The people of Fallujah can rebuild their city.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.